2024.
Bro, new season.
24 Savage.
24.
I don't know. Savage. Oh, man.
2024, season six.
Season episode six. Episode one. 101.
Yo.
Here we are.
Brother.
Man.
We in it. We back.
We're back.
What's going it's on,
official.
Man?
It's official. Everyone thought that we weren't coming back.
Yeah, I hope
everybody was praying that we would not be here right now.
Hey, ending at five seasons would make sense, but no, we keep going.
We keep going.
We got more in store, you know?
We don't stop.
Yeah.
You know what
so
I mean?
There's a lot, bro. There's not a week recap we're doing.
No, it's a month recap, bro.
The holidays passed.
Yes, sir.
New Year's passed. We're in the second month of the year, brother.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's been a whirlwind already.
What happened, man? What are your... Hard to say, but what's like a highlight? How'd you spend your New Year's? What's going on?
You know, same old, same old. No, yeah, I'm just kidding. I'm on that same old, type shit. Man, like since the holidays, been a lot of downtime. Like yeah. I kind of forget what I did.
Honestly.
To be honest, like I got sick over the holidays, so I kind of just chilled. I felt like everybody got sick. There was a period of time where like everyone was like dying though. Use that time to really relax. Went out of town for a couple of days before the holidays. Spent some time with my family, my girlfriend's family on Christmas.
Yep.
And just kind of like posted up, took it easy. Had a pretty chill New Year's. Made a nice steak dinner here, which is fire. By the way. But a lot's kind of gone down in the last little bit, man. Like back into the full swing of things with work. Went to a wedding last week.
Oh, really?
Last weekend. Yeah, it was like, dude, wait, I'm telling you, the train keeps going.
Yeah, man's always going to weddings.
Dude, there's going to be a time in your life where
that'll you're always probably, out of town or you're always going to weddings.
That's the thing,
man. That's not a great thing.
And then went skiing last weekend. So with the Blue Mountain, I got my ski on.
Okay.
They didn't think I could ski, but I did. I'm out here.
They doubted him.
Yeah, only ate shit like three times.
Hey, whatever.
You ever been skiing before?
Yeah, I don't really like it.
No? I think it's so much fun, but it's like, it's a process to like get
that's the thing, man. Like, if I'm not good at it already, I'm like, let me...
Yeah, like, let me just go in the bunny hill or something. Yeah, let me get my tube.
I would try snowboarding. I haven't done that. I know that's even harder, but like I like it visually. Like, it makes sense to me, you know?
Yeah, snowboarding, I think, would be like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It'd be a blast. You know
like a
mean?
Mandem ski trip.
The slopes are not ready.
Maybe they're not ready. Like, we pull up, we're like bumping little Dirk in like future.
Yeah. But I will admit, though, man, it's pretty cool. Like, I don't know if you've ever been... obviously you haven't, but Blue Mountain, like there's like a whole like ski resort kind of thing. This whole area, it's like it was super cool. Like there's bars, there's stores, there's restaurants, everything. I'm like, it's actually a pretty cool setup, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't get out to many places like that too often. So
no.
It's kind of one of those things where I'm like, you know, just take it in, enjoy it, have fun.
Of course, yeah.
It was a really great time.
I respect it. Yes, yeah, it's hard to kind of think back of like holidays, like that feels like forever ago.
It was like forever ago, man.
Christmas, just spending time with family. New Year's, I finally did like the cabin trip that me and my friends always kind of wanted to do.
It made it out of the group chat.
Yeah, with a week to go, we booked it. Which is crazy.
Sometimes it happens.
Everybody doubted. They didn't think it was going
to
happen.
They didn't want the gang to get together, man.
We're bringing back the DJ Khaled rhetoric from like years ago. we went to Muskoka. We had like a few cabins just like near each other.
Nice.
Little campfire, little, you know, vibes, just drinking, having a good time, playing games. Wholesome, I would say a wholesome New Year's, you know.
It's
not
awesome.
Like the club night or like the crazy kegger house party and all that. Like,
don't need that anymore.
Don't need that. You
don't
know?
Need
get
it.
The little cabin with your homies.
Yeah, and it's nice because we kind of did a very similar thing. We made dinner here.
Yeah.
And then went to a friend's place. Maybe around like 9 o'clock at night. It was really sick. They live in like a King or a Bathurst in Lakeshore in one of those condos, and they face the water and they're like super high up. So it's like when all the fireworks were going down on the waterfront, we had a perfect view. It was super cool.
Not bad.
Just nice because it wasn't big. It was like maybe like 10 people.
Yeah.
Everyone just kind of hanging and having
a little
drinks.
Gathering. Not a party, a little gathering.
Yeah, exactly. But it was fun, man. It was like a really good time just to like get into it, hang out, see some friends, and, you know, prepare for, you know, work and get back into the swing things with work, which
the reality.
We're out here, man.
We are out here. Before we get into the topics, I just came off a fucking 10 out of 10 trip. Honestly, I was in Colombia for 2 weeks with my boy Tommy. Shout out to Thomas. First time in South America.
Okay.
It was Like, if you follow me on Instagram at Malik Ba,
follow me for all my crazy posts and stories.
No, I had a good time, like doing a lot of things for the first time, like some thrill seeking experiences, like paragliding over like the mountains, jet skiing for the first time. You're probably listening, like, how have you never been jet skiing?
These guys didn't know about jet skiing.
Don't like, mind you know. It. All right, I'm living out here. Okay, yeah. Horseback riding for the first time. Just
guy
doing,
galloped.
Yeah, I was galloping.
This guy is fucking galloping.
Felt like a cowboy, you know. But until the horse started moving too quick, and I'm like, yo, I'm a beginner, you know. But yeah, good vibes, man. Just great experiences, great food, great weather. Met so many great people too. It's really up there for one of my favorite trips to date, I would
say.
That's
awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's legit. That was fun. It looked like a lot of fun. I had fun watching your Instagram stories. Yeah. But it's trips like that, man, to begin the year, like start hot. You know what I mean? That's always a really good way to kind of like start your year off with doing something positive and having fun.
And now I'm broke. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like now I can't buy groceries.
Yeah.
But it's like, man, in Toronto, it's been so gloomy and gray and everything.
A weather report. Let's do it.
I think that everybody's been kind of talking about
wanting
to get out of the city to do something like that. Tell me a little bit about, like, what got you out of Toronto? What got you into Colombia? Like, why there?
Yeah. So, like, in November last year, I was in Jamaica, October, November. And before I went on that trip, my friend Thomas was like, yo, what do you think about Colombia? And I was like, yo, one trip at a time, brother. Like, let me go to Jamaica. When I come back, let's talk about that. When I came back, he's like, yo, mid-January, what do you think? I'm like, let's do it.
Fuck it, we ball.
Let's do it. You know, I don't know. Ever since COVID, I've just been like, if a trip comes up and I have enough money, I'm not penny pinching for it, let me just do it.
Yeah.
Because you never know what can happen, what restrictions might come out.
Totally.
Just go. And I've never been to South America. I'm trying to cross all these continents on my list, so that's another one to go to. Heard great things about Colombia, the food, the people, the weather, all of that. So
10 out of 10.
There was like no reservations, really. It just kind of all made sense. You know?
Yeah. Totally. That's sick.
Yeah.
Where's next?
I was going to ask you that. Where's next? We might be hitting up Portugal for a couple of the Mandem's 30th birthday this year.
Oh, shit.
That might happen in June. If not that, I don't know where else I'm going, man. I don't know yet.
Damn.
I don't know. What about
it's
you?
It's not your 30th birthday this year.
No, it's not my
30th. Okay, I was I feel like I know that.
Yeah.
next trip, man. Yeah. Trying to think about that. I'm floating a few things around. Like, would love to go down south maybe at some point.
Okay.
Brazil. You know, thinking lining up maybe like a Manchester trip or something like that. You know what I mean? Ooh. Like, I definitely want to.
Never been in London.
Never been to England before.
Right.
I went to Ireland last year, which was like dope. And if it's anything like that, it's going to be a bit of a rager.
Yeah.
Definitely love to check out Manchester. And
why Manchester?
Very recently, I've gotten into soccer, so I would love to see a Manchester City game.
Yeah.
Obviously, super fun.
Right.
But it's also crazy, too. Like, I got invited. You're going to laugh. I got invited to another wedding later on this year in Germany.
Why not?
So I was thinking about that. Well, it's like, man, like over the holidays, actually, I forgot to mention this.
Yeah.
I went out with Akil.
Oh,
he was back in Toronto for a little bit. He hit me up and we went to go grab some pints.
Right.
And he was also shout out to Akil, man.
He was our last guest episode.
That's crazy to think about.
2021.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now he's living in Berlin, Germany.
Yeah, man, he's living in Berlin. And, like, man, it was, like, just so refreshing because I hadn't seen him in probably at least 2 years.
Yeah.
And, like, he was telling me a little bit about his experience living in Berlin and, you know, traveling in Germany and, like, the people that he knows. And it's, like, man, this just seems like a really fucking dope place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I Berlin specifically is, like, incredible. Like, I would also love to check out, like, Frankfurt and, like, Munich and all these other places. But he was talking to me about like the experience, the culture and all that. And I'm like, man, this sounds so dope. Like, and it's literally just like on the other side of the world. I think
it'd
be a really great opportunity to maybe try that out. So we'll see. I got a couple things on the docket, trying to figure it out, but definitely anticipate a big trip at some point this year.
Yeah. More to come on our travels, you know what I mean? Because everyone's tapped in. Once again, follow at Malik Ba to find out more about
that. Yes, sir.
Last night, Grammys. You didn't watch. I didn't watch. We don't got cable like that.
No. You know what? I actually did. I threw it on. Yeah, I got like a Fire Stick for Christmas, so it came with like this app that I like watch. Nice. Yeah, it's sick, man.
Now it's got money. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I'm rich.
But yeah, any you heard about kind of the winners? I think Taylor Swift won Album of the Year.
Doesn't surprise me.
Billie Eilish won like Song of the Year.
That one surprises me.
Yeah. Killer Mike won Rap Album of the Year.
Which that definitely surprises me. A little bit. That definitely. You know? We'll start there.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to the album. Okay. Did not listen to it.
You didn't even hear the song with Andre 3000?
No.
Okay. Scientists and Engineers is good.
Yeah. I didn't listen to a single bit of it, but sure. I heard it was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess like the other like big artist in that mix is like Travis Scott.
Nicki Minaj? No. Someone else. Travis Scott. There was another big artist, I feel like, but I can't remember who. Drake was in that?
Yeah.
Her Loss? Yeah, I think that was in that.
That was my loss for listening to that album.
God, man. Metro was in that, too.
Oh, that one, I'm really surprised that one didn't win. I'm really, really surprised that one didn't win. That was, like, a huge album.
Oh, I love that album.
That's one of the better albums I've seen in the last, like, few years.
Yeah, it's a good one.
But, like, I don't know. I guess like Travis Scott was probably pissed because he didn't win again.
He made a couple comments, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, man, that album was actually bad. Well, it wasn't bad, but it like wasn't like sick.
I don't think it's like Grammys good.
No, I thought the Astroworld probably was robbed like back in the day. Astroworld was like a fantastic album front to backer. Right, love that album. That one I could see like, okay, yeah, I don't know why that one didn't win.
Yeah.
But Utopia, I listened to it, I was like, not what I was expecting. Yeah. And then I listened to it again, maybe like 2 months ago.
Still nothing.
I was like, it's not bad.
No, there's some bangers.
It wasn't like, oh man, this is gonna win album of the year for sure. Like Heroes and Villains is like way above
Very concise.
You know what I mean?
I think it's I think Killer Mike makes the type of album, and I don't want to be careful how I'm saying this. I just want to articulate this properly, but I think he makes the type of album that the Grammys really likes.
Right.
Like Nas and Hit Boy won the previous year. They have that concise project, very lyrical, makes sense to like the hip hop critics and whatnot. It might not be the most commercially accepted album,
but it's like a good hip hop album.
It's a good hip hop album, and I think lately we've been seeing that trend more so for Grammys at least.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Killer Mike probably sold the least out of everyone in that category.
Yeah.
But he had a very, from what I hear at least, I didn't listen to the whole album, but he had a very concise project that's like very technical, their storytelling,
cohesive,
lyrical ability, cohesive, all of that.
I wish there were more albums like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because there's not. I thought Heroes and Villains was kind of like that.
I think it was like that,
a little bit. It was like different because it featured multiple different artists,
which is probably why they wouldn't really give it to him.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, Grammys. I mean, one thing I find interesting all the time is like it's this concept of because I don't know this thing, it's not. It shouldn't
win. It's not good.
It's not like, good.
Don't fuck with it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we all have these echo chambers, right? Where it's like, you typically follow people that have the same, you know, music taste. Or, like, your feed typically, you know, will show things that you're interested in.
Right.
So you're not going to see the song, the Billie Eilish's song that won Track of the Year. You're not going to see that throughout the year. I didn't know what song that was. And I think a lot of people were like, who is this? What is this? How did this win? Like, how did this beat SZA? Because on their feed, SZA's biggest thing ever, and that's their favorite song.
That's what I would have assumed.
I would have assumed well. And I think we get trapped in these moments where we think that Taylor Swift isn't as big as she actually is.
Yeah, which I'm like, how are we still having that conversation?
Like, you know, she won Album of the Year, and everyone is like flipping out. Number one, we all know music is very subjective, right? But I think we get very attached to the music that we like, and we think the music that we like, everyone else will like as well, they have the same ears as us, exactly. You know? And it's every year with the Grammys we have these conversations, right? It's like, how did this win Album of the Year? There are so many people that love that album.
Yo, it's also just like, I don't know, like when you think about it, Taylor Swift is a pop star, like superstar. You saw in the last year or so, like just like this crazy marketing program behind what she is and what she's built. I'm like, that does not surprise me at all.
No, it
doesn't. And like, to be honest, man, I think I said this in one of the other episodes. I'm not a big fan of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I'll be 100%. I don't think that comes off as a very surprise.
Yeah.
A very big surprise. But like, one day I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to like listen to a bunch of her songs. And I listened to it and I'm like, it's not really like my kind of music, but like it's not bad music. Like, no. I'm not, I don't listen to a Taylor Swift song and I'm like, turn this shit off. This horrible. Is fucking horrible.
Worst thing I've
I'm
ever
like,
heard.
No, it's not that bad. Like, yeah. It's not. It again, it's not
You're
my.
Not really the demo. To be yeah, honest, exactly. It's not making it for you.
But. I see the appeal in like plain sight. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I get it. I totally understand. It's catchy. It's relatable. Yeah. It's like dancey. Some of it. It's emotional. Some of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I get it. It's not. It's not hard to see that.
Yeah.
But for some other albums, I can definitely see that. You know what I mean? It's like this 100%. Doesn't feel as accessible as a Grammy award-winning album should. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So
Grammys are interesting, man, because we have the same combo every single year.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Macklemore won over like?
Oh, that was
crazy.
That was
the craziest
that one was
moment
like,
of all time.
Dude, that was an all-time legendary. Came out of nowhere, sort of.
And then he released the text messages of him like apologizing to Kendrick.
But man, like, you know what? At least a very, like, I rate that because I'm like, one, I don't think you should like discredit yourself for like the success that you got.
No,
you know what
man.
I mean? Like,
you should
that's
own it
totally.
Yeah.
But I think that like that situation was like so blatant, where I'm like, yo, because what are you, who is he going against? Like, To Pimp a Butterfly or
To Pimp a Butterfly? Yeah,
yeah I'm like, crazy. Man, that was a crazy, crazy album, and I can't believe that.
We don't even listen to Macklemore's album.
No, I didn't even. I can't even say the Thrift Shop. Thrift Shop, maybe, Thrift Shop. But that was one of those ones where I was like, damn, wow. Like that was definitely a miss, man.
Yeah,
that was definitely a miss. People said that about, I think, the album that won over Astroworld was Cardi B's album.
Yeah.
I get that.
It was a,
like, I understand that. Like, you know what I mean? But the like, whether I agree with it or not, I understand it.
You understand
this one? I was like, God damn, bro.
Yeah, because Kendrick's album did very well commercially. As
totally,
well. So
totally.
I was like, yo, he checked off all the boxes.
He checked off all the boxes, except he talked about police brutality or something.
Yeah,
so like, fuck that.
Maybe,
this guy's
maybe.
Talking about fucking secondhand clothes. Give it to him.
Yeah,
it's safer. You know what I mean? That shit. Show some Macklemore though, bro.
Yeah, I
hope
where
he's been
at
good.
Now. I hope he's been good for real.
I'm sure he's blessed.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Let's move on here. Apple Vision Pro.
Okay.
We talked about this when it was first kind of...
We follow up on the Mad Mix.
We follow up, man.
We follow up.
I feel like it's been maybe 6 months since it got introduced, but now it's actually out.
Yeah.
You can buy it in stores. You can have it.
Was it $3,000 or something like that?
$3,500. Yeah. $3,500 USD.
Okay.
So, a little bit more for Canadians,
sure.
Right? But yeah, it's a mix of AR, VR. It's a headset. You can wear it. You can kind of, obviously, it projects a screen where you can do everything you can do on your phone through this headset. You can play games. You can watch TV. All of these amazing things. If you can think of a screen, you can do that with the headset.
Okay.
Right? We're starting to see videos of people at the gym using it. You know, walking their dogs with their headsets on. Eating lunch with their headsets at restaurants, being on the subway and like playing around with the screens on their headset.
We're one step away from becoming robots, dude.
Bro,
we're trying so
much,
hard to be robots.
We're pretty much there, man.
We're trying so hard to be fucking
we're
robots,
pretty
dude.
Much there. And is it a bad thing is the question I want to ask
you.
Like, is this a bad path we're going down? Is this the next big thing for consumer tech?
So we'll talk about echo chambers and just coming from that conversation, like, I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's not my thing.
Right.
I understand why people want that. It's super cool. It's innovative. It's unique. It enhances people's like experience of like doing shit or living, whatever.
Yeah.
I can't fault someone for wanting to use it. I just feel like it's integrating too much into like, you know, my dependence on technology. Because right now I'm like, I have my phone in my hand, like my phone controls everything that I do.
Yeah,
it's like,
okay,
like this is how I talk to people and whatever.
Yeah.
This is just becoming another version of something like that where I'm like, okay, I'm slowly like losing my senses. And it's like machinery is just taking over everything that like my cognitive situation upstairs can handle, right?
Yeah,
my brain's
yeah.
like, dude, I don't even need to fucking work at this point. Like, you can just chill, man. Like,
everything we got it from here.
You know
man.
What I mean? As soon as they start adding stuff where it like changes your senses or anything like that, like.
And this is V1, right? Right now it's a little bulky. The battery life is pretty low, but like it's just gonna get smaller and smaller until you have
just
the glasses you have on and I have on right now, and we can use it.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know. It feels crazy, right? Because people freak out about stuff like this because
course,
they're like, oh, like, you know, whatever. But I'm like, we have technology that enhances our hearing and changes the way that we consume things. So like AirPods are like a consumer example of something that I put in my body to allow me to listen to something different or cancel noise around me. So it enhances my sensory experience.
Yeah.
We have stuff with phones where like I can speak to people over a computer every single day. Why is it that we're freaking out over another thing that just enhances something else that one of my other senses that like I don't do for a phone or AirPods or anything like that? Like, to me, it's just like,
but we did.
I know. Yeah. Well, no one freaked out about AirPods.
Well, I think, I think people freak out about these things in terms of like how they looked.
Yeah.
Like, I do remember people, like, people are talking about the Vision Pro and saying it looks like bulky and it looks weird and like, why would you be in public with that?
Sure.
I actually remember people were kind of saying that about the AirPods.
Totally. They became
white,
a thing
sticking out of your ear that has no cord. Like, that just felt odd.
It looked weird.
It looked weird as hell. And then now, like, it's a fashion.
Now everybody wears AirPods.
Yeah, it's a fashion.
So I'm like, I guess my question back is like, does it, are we really like freaking out about this because it's going to change everything? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. We saw this coming for years. Like, you know what I mean?
Apple to
me,
saw this coming for
years. To me, it's just like another version of technology. Like, give me a self-driving car or something like that. That shit would really blow me away.
Is that cooler for you?
That would be.
That is pretty cool.
That would change.
They're all working on
everything.
Yeah.
Like a self-driving car or a flying car or flying self-driving car. Flying car.
Yep.
Like, give me that and I'll be like, okay, like, now I'm super impressed.
Yeah.
But I want to get my hands on one of these things and like try it out.
I want to try it so bad.
Apple, if you're listening to this, hey, we're recording this on an iPhone. Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on, send us something over here.
No, but it's cool. Like, part of me is like, you know, the tech person in me is like, I love this idea. I want to play with it. I want to see how it can, you know, have the application in my everyday life. The other side of me is like, damn, man, this is like making us even more disconnected.
Totally.
But with that thought, I kind of have to like revert back on it, because I think maybe an older generation would look at us with our phones and be like,
it's the same
thing. These guys are so disconnected. They're hunched over. Like, some people are really hunched over on their phones in public.
Yeah.
Not paying attention to anything around them, right?
Yeah.
The next level of that is maybe just you have a goggle on your face, man. Like, dude, you know, it's the same. It's the same thing.
It's basically the same thing.
It's basically the same thing.
It's like,
thing.
You
just
know,
a bit more advanced.
Totally.
Right?
People probably said that about fucking newspapers at one point.
You which is
I mean?
Funny because they're always like, I remember you always hearing this argument that like back in the day, like we would be talking to people on the bus and
that's
whatnot.
That's bullshit.
And then you see the picture of back in the day, everyone has their newspapers
just
reading.
Fucking going hard.
You're
no
in
one
your
wants
zone.
To.
You're
yeah.
In your zone.
We didn't change as people fundamentally from now, from 40 years ago. We didn't even probably like over 200, 300 years ago.
You
like people,
yourself at
people are the same. People are wired the exact same, probably since the beginning of time. You know what I mean? And just technology just allows us to do different fucking things.
More access.
Exactly. It's
anything.
Just, quicker, whatever.
Yeah.
To me, like, this is like the difference between an automatic car versus a standard. You know what I mean? A standard, like, you're still driving the car, you're still using the technology, but like you have to do something to make it like work a little bit differently.
Yeah.
This just removes that, like, okay, like I don't need to think about which gear I'm going in. All I have to do is just like sit there and drive.
Yeah.
So it's like I get people's preference, and where I'm going with that is like the analogy of like putting one of these things on and like watching a show or something like that.
Yeah.
Is the automatic car version of like sitting down and watching your TV screen, you know, 5 feet in front of you or 10 feet, whatever it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's just consumed in a way that like appears totally different, but like it's still fucking TV.
It's still
you're
TV.
Still watching your shows the exact same way. It's just in a different format. You know what I mean? It just requires you to do less things, you know?
Yeah,
I don't
think it's going to be a slightly, not even slightly, like I saw a version of like somebody watching NASCAR through the Vision Pro, and they can obviously make the screen as big as they want, but they can also create an additional screen that allows them to see the entire map in a different kind of
3D
model.
That's super cool.
This is another way to view things, but like you're still watching the same race. You're just, you have an enhanced experience on how you're doing it.
I think it's really cool. I think it's something that like I personally need right now. Like if it matches a need that I guess require to do something,
sure,
I will I will consider it. But to me, I'm like, none of the headset shit, none of that stuff has ever really appealed to me, because I'm like, this doesn't really change anything day to day.
Yeah.
This is like just another way of consuming something that's like kind of interesting. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And I think those use cases are going to come out more and more, especially as like the version 2 come out and the version 3. Like, I'm even seeing like a cool way to do it is like somebody is cooking with the Vision Pro on and they can actually put a timer on the different pots. You know, the different pots and pans that have different timers, or like the oven, they can visually put a super, timer.
It's
cool.
That's really legit.
But it's like, is that worth $3,500 to do?
Like, maybe
we already cooked before that, so like we don't really need it, but it's nice.
I think it would be really, really interesting. And this is like, this is definitely something that they're looking into. I'm never the first guy to think about some shit. But it's like, think about how this could enhance like the experience of like watching a hockey game or a basketball game or anything like that, right? You throw this thing on, you're on your couch, suddenly you're sitting courtside, you're listening to the game, you're listening to the experience, or like you follow a player and you just like have like a visual of what that player is doing in each play. Like that could be a really, really cool thing to do. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be really interesting to understand ways to commercialize that or monetize that experience.
It's coming.
But it's definitely like in the works. It's like, wouldn't surprise me if we did like a version of like a game where like an arena is like completely sold out.
Yeah.
But like people who have this like certain subscription can like actually like sit in their home and watch this.
Crazy.
Or even crazier, think about it. It's like you go into the arena. The team's not even playing at home. You put your this is an arena full of people. Everyone's got their headsets on watching their team play in a different arena. It's that wild, that would be very, very interesting experience. It kind of reminds me of like the, I don't know if you ever heard of like a silent disco.
Yeah,
something kind of like
silent
that.
Silent concert type of thing.
That would be really cool. The
That's
entertainment,
all going to be unlocked.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
The entertainment industry is really going to be changed with this type of technology. It's just a matter of like how integrated it becomes into our experience.
100%. And like how long all of that takes. And it's coming, put it that way. It's here. Yeah. It's just going to get better and better. It's going to look less bulky and like weird and nerdy. They're going to make that, they're going to make it stylish. 100%. Totally. You're going to see Quavo and fucking like Drake wearing these and like runway models wearing these. And then you're going to be like, oh shit.
You're like, oh, I want one.
Yeah,
of these.
I want one.
Taylor Swift. All it's going to take is Taylor Swift, man. Yeah, she pulled up with one of these at the Grammys last
night. Straight up. That would have been
crazy. It would have been sold out across America.
That would have been crazy. Let's move on though. UMG and TikTok. This is like the biggest thing of the last week, I want to say. UMG, I think, is Universal Media Group. They own...
Or Universal Music or something like that.
Movies, music. They're just a massive conglomerate, right? Them and TikTok, UMG and TikTok, have a fallout because they could not reach a music licensing agreement. So if you think of anyone that goes on TikTok, you hear Drake's music on, you know, people's videos. You hear Taylor Swift's music, Bad Bunny, all of that. Those songs are now gone from some of the top artists in the world that I've just named. Not all the music is gone, but like of the artists that are signed to Universal Media Group, they're gone. And the question or like what's been coming up is that, you know, who's going to lose more? Is it UMG because they no longer can have their artists on TikTok where songs are blowing up? That's like a new strategy for these labels is you know, get people to do TikTok dances of the new Drake song and whatnot. Yep. Or is it TikTok because now creators can't use the latest Drake song that comes out or the latest Taylor Swift song that comes out? That also amounts for a lot of TikTok content, the lip singing and the dances and the reviews and all of that type of stuff. It's kind of at a standstill right now. I don't know what's going to happen with that agreement, but it's interesting. It's like who needs who the most?
Well, I think it's really interesting that we're even bringing TikTok into this conversation. Because for so long, these like massive like record label companies, these media conglomerates have been the source of entertainment, the source of everything, music and pop culture and all this kind of stuff through their artists, right?
Yeah.
So I think that it just goes to show that TikTok has like massive. Blown up in the last 10 years and is... seen growth that like I don't think I've ever seen probably since like Facebook started, right?
Yeah, to be fair,
I would say in this argument, if this is an arm wrestle,
yeah,
I'm going with TikTok wins, man. like, I think Universal Music has to like figure their shit out.
Yeah.
Because TikTok is a huge way that people consume music. I don't think people are going to stop going on TikTok because they don't hear the Drake song.
No.
Or they don't hear the Nicki Minaj song or whatever it is. Like, people are still going to go on this because creators create the experience, right?
100%.
You know what I mean? And they use music as a means to do so. But like, Universal Music, like, what are you missing out on? You know what I mean? Like, what are you guys doing? Like, this is basically just Spotify, right? At one point, you have to look at, I don't know all the details and the facts, but you have to look at this situation and say, like, whatever we need to do to get the deal done is in our best interest, because that means that people are listening to our artists. We're creating artists from this platform.
100%.
And we don't even really have to do anything. We let people do it for us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that's a really critical part in why this puzzle piece is so confusing to me. Because I'm like, why? Like, what is the issue here? Obviously, there's a lot of rights. There's a lot of, like, of course, legalities with stuff like this. It's super complicated. And it's like, for me to reduce that to something that is very simple and easy, like, just get it done. Like, obviously, like, doesn't help.
Yeah.
But... what I do think is the bigger thing that needs to be figured out is how Universal needs to like really figure this whole situation out fast so they don't lose out on the continued the wave
streams,
of what,
man.
Totally.
I'm actually very confused on, I don't know if this is just a situation where it's like this massive company that is overlooking the impact that TikTok is providing them. Obviously, TikTok is not the number one source of their streams or their revenue in any way, shape, or form, right?
Yeah.
But we cannot deny that TikTok has basically become like a music platform. Like,
totally.
I think people see it as like a music streaming platform, honestly.
Totally.
It breaks new songs. You hear, you know, the idea of like a TikTok song, like that is only in the last few years where like people only know the chorus of this song. Like Bad Habits, remember that?
Yeah.
By Steve Lacy. I've never heard anything after that, or I don't know the rest of the song, but I know that chorus.
Yeah.
And that's because of TikTok.
Is that the one where he's like, I wish I knew.
Yeah. I wish, Bad Habit. Yeah. Like that's TikTok. And that had him sell out arenas and become this huge artist. You know, he's a talented artist, but TikTok propelled you, right?
Yeah, like the format and the channel really
the
helped
format,
you out.
Even Drake songs, right? Like, they're already going to do big, but like when people take over them on TikTok, they do even bigger.
Exactly.
And that just means more streams for the artist. So UMG has made this stance, but I'm very curious what like the Harry Styles thing, so like the Weeknd or Taylor Swift, or what does the artist themselves think?
Yeah, they're probably thinking like, what's going to get me the most fucking money? What's going to get me the most listens?
Do I think about going to Warner now?
Honestly.
Do I think about going to Epic Rec or whatever it is? You know what I mean? Because like, I'm losing out on streams now.
Yeah, totally.
And I guess for the artists, like they're not making the most money from streams, but... streams mean more fans, and more fans mean people are going to pay for your concerts and merch. So
exactly.
It's all like a funnel, right?
Totally.
So yeah, I'm very curious on like the numbers behind this decision, like who actually benefits from who the most. It's kind of hard to quantify that, but TikTok will be fine, man.
I'm on team TikTok.
TikTok
man.
Will be fine.
I have been using it a lot less though. I will admit. Yeah, I haven't been using it as much in the last few weeks.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting.
It's just kind of like...
not consciously. You're just
I'm just like, I just haven't been using it as much.
Yeah. I would like to have that same...
Yeah, honestly.
I would like to...
I hear you.
Oh, man.
All
we
right.
Got to get into this next
one. Yeah, we got to get into it. It's February, man.
We should have started with this one.
It's February. It's Black History Month.
Yeah. Shout out.
You already know it shows,
shout
you know...
Black people.
Yeah, it shows of Black people all around the world, bro. You know what I mean? It's that time. It's that time where I feel empowered, man.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
I can do whatever
man,
I want.
Man, you haven't been on TikTok, but the videos of like Black History Month in the workplace are funny.
So fucking funny, bro.
The white employees are just like picking up the black employee, like cleaning his shoes.
Yeah,
and
it's like doing the fucking, you know, this and
man,
that.
I love
like,
when people are good sports. Man.
It's pretty funny, man. It's pretty fucking jokes, bro. At the end of the day, it's just kind of like, you know, it's
dumb.
Black History
it's
Month,
dumb.
Bro.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say?
Yeah.
Some funny stuff, though, over the last little bit. Like, you know, there's always some cringe shit that comes out.
Of
like,
course,
I think on
man.
Black, or the first day of February, I don't know, I think it might have been you who sent me that video or that picture of like, it's like very, like, obviously, like, corporate, like, white people. Yeah. Like, they had this, like, African, like, scarf or something on. They're going down. They're putting their fists up in the air. I'm like, there's no need for this, man. Like, we don't, like, why we don't need this.
No one asked for it.
Like, nobody asked for this shit, dude. Like, just go home and read a fucking book or something like that. And, like, educate yourself is, like, all the takeaway should be. You know what I'm saying?
No one's looking for it. I promise you.
And I promise you, no black person's looking at that and is like, yeah, respect, man. Like, I respect you. February 1st. Okay. Appreciate that, man. Like, no one's looking at it like
that. Man, you know what I used to do back in, like, Humber? Is, like, just go up to, like, non-black people. Like, yeah, what are you doing for Black History Month? It was the funniest. Man. Oh, my God. I got to bring that back. Dude, you leave them for, like, 5 seconds because they don't know what to say, right? And then you're like, I'm joking.
Yeah, man. It's like, dude, what the fuck you want?
What do you want? Like,
I have a not safe for work or not safe for podcast joke that I'll save after. It was pretty funny. Definitely related to something like that.
Yeah.
Interesting development, though. This is had to have been a banger. It's like they fuck up on purpose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't read the New York Times at all. I saw a headline come up, and it was like something about like people wanting to get the Travis Kelce haircut in New York. You know what I mean? Everyone's all like, the Travis Kelce haircut's like really blowing up. You know what I mean? That's like what everybody wants these days.
What's a Travis Kelce haircut?
It's a fade, bro. it's straight up just a fade, bro.
It's a ball fade.
I'm like, man, it's a nice haircut too, bro. Haircut. Like a mat, it suits him very well.
Never goes out of style.
Exactly.
Before him, after him.
Before him, after it will always. Before Travis Kelce, it was just known as a fade. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's like a pretty crazy thing to like put out there and just be like ignorant about. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because when you think about it, like how many black people have you interacted with to like think that it's like, oh yeah, like this is a thing that like Travis Kelce started.
Yeah.
It goes to show that like none of these fucking people that ever talked or met a black person or went to a black barbershop.
Yeah.
Like you ever go like there's on these TikTok sometimes where it's like white kid, like long hair, kind of like, you know, hockey player sort of guy, like goes to a black barbershop for the first time. And he goes and he like comes out. And I'm like, man, this guy's fucking fresh. Like this guy looks like a fucking baller, bro.
His whole demeanor is different. After,
that's what I'm saying. You know? I'm like, I respect it.
Yeah.
But like this whole thing about like the Travis Kelce haircut, I'm like, come on, guys.
Has he had this before Taylor Swift? Like he's always had this.
Yeah, he's always had this shit.
Okay,
man.
But now that the Taylor Swift thing brings more attention to him, they're like, oh, what's his haircut? And like,
yeah, totally. It was like when Justin Bieber like dyed his hair or like got like a buzz cut or something one time, right? And everybody's fucking doing that. Like, I get it. Yeah. Shit that like you don't really subscribe to that much is like totally in the back burner, but like something that you like is somewhat relatable to you or like the girls you like. You know, in this realm where you want to get access to a little bit more, I get it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I totally understand the ignorance, but I'm just like, God damn it, man.
I'm just picturing a man really going to a barbershop, like, give me the Travis Kelce. And they're like, huh?
Yeah, man.
They're like, you mean a fade? He's like,
no. Travis or Kelce. Like, I want to look like this guy. Yeah. Pulled up fucking Travis Kelce. That would be wild, man.
Like a grown man.
That would be fucking nuts. Can you imagine that?
This guy.
Like, I'd be like, damn,
Taylor Swift's boyfriend. Like, let me look like that.
Yeah, you know? Bro. Like,
which is crazy. Like, we were kind of talking about that. It's going to go into, like, our Super Bowl kind of topic as well. But, like, how she has, like, brought a whole new attention to this whole thing.
Crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, Travis Kelce, as you're mentioning, is this amazing, legendary player that's had this haircut before.
He's had a fade forever, bro.
Forever, and so many other players do, right?
Yeah.
But now with this new attention, it's like, oh, let's call this a certain... And he's not behind this, I don't think,
at all.
I would hope, you know?
But I like Travis Kelce, man. Like, he's, like... Man,
I don't know his personality at all. Or
seems like a fucking decent dude.
Yeah.
He plays football, and he's a football guy. You know what I mean? That's all I know about him. You know what I mean? Two-time Super Bowl champion, too.
Okay. Should we get in a Super Bowl?
Let's do it. Why not? Right. Obviously, we got the Chiefs, Kansas City Chiefs, 49ers. Who you got? This is a rematch, actually, of I think it was a couple years ago they played. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Yeah. I don't watch football. I probably won't even watch this, to be honest, but who do you got?
Man, I got to go with the Chiefs.
True.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like they've done it before. It's hard to win back-to-back Super Bowls. Really tough to win back-to-back Super Bowls. I've never seen a team win back-to-back to Super Bowls in my entire life.
Yeah. So they've been in 3 years in a row.
This is their second year in a row.
Oh, okay.
They won maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
They won last year against Philly.
Right.
And now they're playing San Francisco.
49ers, crazy.
I will say the 49ers, man, like that's a good team too.
Yeah.
But like it's like the Golden State Warriors. Like, you know what I mean? Like
the Chiefs are like the Warriors.
Yeah, like my buddy's like a huge I can't even remember what team. Who did they play last week? Was it Buffalo?
Yeah. Oh, Baltimore.
Baltimore. Yeah. Baltimore.
Oh, that was gonna be crazy,
dude.
Like,
that was
what it was like. Baltimore potentially versus Detroit. Like,
oh yeah, that would have been sick. But like, dude, like Baltimore Ravens. Everyone was saying, oh man, like they gotta beat them. They're gonna beat the Chiefs or whatever. I'm like, man, it's like the greatest comparison that I have for someone who doesn't watch a lot of football.
Yeah.
Is like, remember that one year when like the Golden State Warriors are really good? It was like 2016 Golden State Warriors versus like 2016 Houston Rockets.
Right.
Like Houston Rockets were a disgusting team too, man. They were really good.
Experience.
But you can't, you cannot bet against the champions, man.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's going to happen on Sunday.
Gotcha.
I like the Chiefs too. Like, I don't hate them. Like, I know, like, I don't really have any affiliation to this kind of team.
Yeah.
One of my coworkers is a big San Fran fan. So sorry, Kitty. You know, if you're listening to this one, I apologize.
Yeah. Do you do any betting, or you're off that
completely? I don't do sports betting, no.
Got you. Okay.
Like, yeah. One, I can't because of my work.
Sure.
I think I can bet on football, but like, I don't know. Like, I'm just not into. I'm not into sports betting at all.
Yeah.
No.
What do you think this is going to be the biggest Super Bowl in will I say all time or recent years? Will it break records? Put it that way.
I don't know if it's going to break records.
Yeah.
Because of like the the two teams playing, I don't think it's going to be any different than maybe the last couple of years, maybe even last year.
Yeah.
But they're two really popular teams. You know what I mean? So, like, there's going to be a ton of viewership.
Yeah.
I saw something where it was I think it depends also if, like, Taylor Swift's in the crowd. But even
of
if.
Of course,
even
she's going to be in the crowd. Yeah.
But, like, I looked up her concert schedule or something that came up on TikTok.
Oh, shit.
And she's, like, performing in, like, Japan or something, like, the night before or some shit.
She'll make it work.
So, I'm like, that's a whole other storyline that people are talking about, too. But, like.
They'll have an AI Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
Oh, there's a whole AI conversation about Taylor Swift we got to talk about next.
Yeah, let's talk about that one the next time. Oh, but that's crazy. But I don't think it's going to be like massive, but I think it'll definitely be bigger just because of all like the Swift fan following and stuff.
Usher as well. Like, he's had a lot of kind of buzz on him this whole year, and now he's going to be performing.
That's one part that I don't really get.
No?
No, I don't really
get it.
Usher's
massive, bro.
I know he's big, but I'm like, they always seem to get like the person who I'm like, why is this guy the fucking. Like star, like
oh, really?
Why do they have
who would you think?
I'm surprised like Drake hasn't fucking done one
of
these yet.
Probably turns it down.
Or like I'm surprised that like fucking I'm surprised Taylor Swift hasn't done one.
They've apparently reached out to her multiple years and she just hasn't done it.
Yeah,
but I think they're setting it up perfectly. She's probably gonna do it next year.
Yeah, you know? And like I don't know, last year I think Rihanna did it.
Yeah,
that one was really good. Yeah, that one was solid.
The Dr. Dre one before that I think was great for like. Where it was, to go back in time a little bit. Usher, he's had a really good year with like his Vegas residency and all of that. His hits from the 90s, 2000, like he'll be amazing.
Yeah,
Usher
said,
is one
right?
of my favorite artists ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man,
when I was a kid, man.
Dude, Usher's very solid, man.
Yeah, Usher's great. I mean, I don't really know his new stuff. Right? I don't want to hear any of his new stuff, to be honest.
Yeah, like, fair.
Don't go past 2010. Oh my God! Like that'd be the last.
Oh my!
Yeah, he has to do it, even though it's a different era of Usher, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see, man. I don't know. I'm not really gonna watch the game. Oh, we gotta talk about the ads real quick.
Yeah, the advertising.
See how it's an afterthought now?
Yeah.
It used to be like the biggest thing of like the ads are released. They probably have been released, but I haven't watched them.
Yeah.
I don't seek them out anymore.
No. It's like that was like a thing when we were in school and we were watching like a bunch of fucking ads.
Yeah.
But I'm like. To me, that's what kind of prompted me thinking this. I'm like, is this even like, do you even remember Super Bowl ads, man? Like, I don't remember a single one.
Back then, I used to really like the puppy monkey baby thing.
Yeah, that one was weird.
Back then, I was really on it, like studying these ads. But I don't really like ads anymore, man. If I'm
yeah, no, fair enough.
And it has nothing to do with the industry. I think I'm just like, it's consumerism and all that. It's I way just too don't much. Need it.
Yeah, know? Yeah, totally.
Like, I like a good targeted kind of spot where I don't notice that it's an ad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that comes through, I think, in the format, too. Like a traditional ad like format, I'm like,
30 seconds.
This isn't gonna do it for me. No. Like, you know what I mean?
No.
I need to be reached at a different touch point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, times have changed, brother.
You need a 360 marketing strategy.
An experiential campaign is going to get me more than an ad at this point.
Totally.
Me walking outside and seeing this like activation or something like that, I'll be like, oh shit.
You're like, oh shit, this is actually kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. Vision Pro, never heard about that.
Yeah. Exactly. You know?
I think there will be some Vision Pro ads. I think you're obviously going to have the McDonald's, the Coca-Cola, the big guys.
Or Pepsi, probably, because they're a partner.
Right. Anheuser-Busch. You know,
yeah. You get all the classic ones. Doritos. But for me, I'm like, is it worth like putting your like a entire budget towards like making a Super Bowl ad? And it's like,
who knows, man?
You see it, and it's like, okay, there it is. And then like, I can confidently say I haven't remembered a single Super Bowl ad probably since like some Mountain Dew one, like back in the day. Wasn't there like a Lil Wayne Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Like that's the only one
but
that
you don't
I got.
Really remember. Yeah, it's. It's like foggy a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
I appreciate that, like, the ads during the Super Bowl are, like, made to kind of, like, feel like it's also entertainment as well. So I'm like, course, at least it's kind of, like,
high production,
supplemental. Yeah, exactly. It's, like, secondary entertainment, which I'm like, okay, at least you're making this whole thing, like, you know, semi-watchable.
Yeah.
But to be honest, like, I'm good.
I feel like that used to be like the, and we'll jump off this topic after, but I feel like that used to be like the trending part of the Super Bowl in some areas. But now it's like, there's always like the musical performance or something that happens. Like I think Rihanna announced she was pregnant again or something at the last Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that's the conversation. It's not about puppy monkey, baby, it's or Doritos stunt. Or
Because so
something's going to happen with Usher. I'm sure maybe you bring out Justin Bieber. That's going to be a moment.
Totally. Talk about, it's like, definitely like a experiential, like you're not breaking through on like the traditional ad formats, you're breaking through on other things. The Tide ad was a pretty solid Tide
is usually pretty good.
From back,
it'd probably be
day.
A Taylor Swift ad of some sort, I'd imagine,
probably,
you know what I mean,
probably.
But yeah, man, I mean, I guess the next episode we'll talk about what happened in the Super Bowl, exactly what we're talking about with the ads and whatever happens with Travis Scott, Travis Kelce.
Like Taylor Swift and Travis Scott. Secret
relationship. That'd be a crazy couple.
That would be nuts, man. God, that'd be crazy.
Yeah. But bro, episode one.
Episode one, man. Season six. That was it. That was a good one, bro.
We in it, man. It was a long one. We had a lot to go through. More to come, man. We're back.
We're back in
it every week, brother.
We started the year hot, man.
Yes, sir.
Really excited. Happy Black History Month, first and foremost. Crop that to go at the beginning of the episode, stitch that together with something.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for listening, man. We got a lot of great content this year.
Of course.
And who knows? We may be getting back to some guest episodes. We might be doing that after a 2-year hiatus.
Yeah, not promised.
But we don't promise anything here. But thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned for some great content. You already know what it is. Mad Mix, season 6, episode 1. We out.